all streaming platforms.
All streaming platforms.
Check me out. Real. I'm a new man. I'm no longer the same. Cause when Christ got on that cross, bro, my life forever changed. I'm a new man, justified by faith. His love and grace, I'll forever embrace. I'm a new man, transformed by grace, justified by faith. Jesus took my place. I'm a new man, redeemed and free. His sacrifice I receive, I believe. Yeah, I'm a new man, I'm no longer the same. Cause when Christ got on that cross, my life forever changed.
Yeah.
I'm sharing this message far and
near,
letting the world know that we ain't got nothing to fear. Yeah, I'm a new man, justified by faith. His love and grace I forever embrace. I'm a new man, transformed by grace, justified by faith. Jesus took my place.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for getting on that cross, taking the place for me. We got to look at it personally. I mean, he did it for the whole world, but he did it for me. Somebody who don't even deserve it. And he died on the cross, rose, had a time with his disciples here on earth. Can you imagine coming here to save the world and nobody got your back? Not even your disciples, the ones you picked. Judas went to trade on him. He snitched on him. Then, even the one that you love, he still went and denied him 3 times. He told him he was going to do it. He's like, nah, I ain't going to deny you. Each time it got rougher and rougher. When you read it, it's like, first time he's like, nah, I don't know him. I don't know what you're talking about. Then the second time he was like, I told you, I don't know him, you know? Then the third time he was cussing. He was like, I don't know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh man, do you know? And he did all that for you, and that's the outcome that he got behind it, was to deny him, you know. But let's get into the lesson today. It's called joy. Like a golden stream, the theme of joy runs from one end of the Bible to the other. You, O Lord, will fill me with joy in your presence, says the psalmist David. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation, writes the prophet Isaiah. You will rejoice, says Jesus, and no one will take away your joy. I am full of joy, declares the Apostle Paul. We are also told immediately following Jesus' ascension into heaven, the disciples returned to Jerusalem with joy. It would seem that they had little reason for joy, especially not for great joy, because their Savior had just vanished from their sight. They would never see him again this side of eternity. They also knew that ahead of them lay persecution and even death. Jesus had told them to expect this. They knew that many would reject their message. On top of all of that, they were returning to Jerusalem, the hotbed of opposition to Jesus and everything that he stood for. Yet, they returned with great joy. Why? There were many reasons. Although they no longer saw Jesus, they knew he was still with them. His returning to heaven was another instance of his keeping his word. he has said he would go there to prepare a place for them. And in spite of all of the problems that they faced, Jesus had promised them that their work would be successful. He had given them the astonishing promise, "I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father and I will do whatever you ask in my name." In this life, we can be sure we will have our share of troubles. At the same time, we can rejoice with the disciples, and for the same reasons, Jesus is with us, though we don't see him. He is preparing a place for us and will bring us to himself someday. God's word assures us that our work for him is never in vain. The psalmist describes the joy of a Christian's ascension when he wrote long before the event, "God has ascended amidst shouts of joy." Long after the event, we have every reason to live joyful lives. Our Savior, who has won our salvation, is now ruling over all things and using them for our eternal good. Let us do all within our power to share that joy with others. Let's pray. Jesus, our ascended Lord, amid life's troubles, keep us from losing sight of the last joy we have in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.